Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, Padres take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers over the weekend, but that did include, of course, Saturday's 4-3 loss. In which the Brewers rallied against the Padres bullpen to pull off the win. That was interesting, Woods, in that Fernando Tatis Jr. was given the day off. It really is a sign of how badly he's been scuffling against kind of a lefty he's had success against in Jose Quintana. And Mike Schilt thought it was important enough that he just get his mind right, that he was not only off for the starting lineup, but Mike Schilt said after the game, because it was close, in the end they tied it, and they never used him as a pinch hitter there in the ninth inning when the game was on the line. And
were you not all waiting for it?
I was. and Schilt said afterwards, no, day off is a day off. And I was committed to not using him at all in that game on Saturday, because I was expecting to see a pinch hitting appearance with, tying run at the plate. He runs into one. He's got the best chance of anyone in your lineup of just running into one and hitting a game-tying home run.
So there's a couple of different schools of thought, I think. Obviously, you give a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., who is scuffling, you give him a day off to clear his head. Then you come to him late. And again, two different schools of thought. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate a little bit. You send him up in that situation, and he fails. How's that go? That whole, all those 8 innings of rest or whatever you gave him, they're all for naught, because he comes up in a situation to help his team win a ball game and he fails. And how's that work? Now, if he hits a bomb, maybe he gets him going again. What did he go yesterday? What was his line? Over?
Over.
Yeah. So, the old magical day off isn't always...
Did have a walk.
Okay. The old magical day off isn't always magical, but I think, that is a managerial decision through and through. I'm giving you a day off. You're taking a day off. A day off doesn't mean maybe you'll pinch hit or pinch run or whatever. I understand it. It hamstrings your team a little bit, especially when a guy is, seemingly healthy and a dynamic player like he is. But that's a manager's call right there for him to say, dude, I'm the boss and it's not happening. So we're giving you a day. Take the day. We're going to forget you're even here. I'm fine with it. I really am. He needed it. It was needed. Everyone was clamoring for it. And you got it, and then people were mad that he didn't pinch it. So never going to make everybody happy, Schilty. But he's not the reason that they lost that game.
Padres pushed across the one run against Quintana on an Elias Diaz RBI single in the fourth inning, and Stephen Kolek made that hold up with 5 2/3 shutout innings. Another great starting pitching performance from an unlikely source for the Padres on Saturday. But
do we keep saying an unlikely source, even though he's proven it over like seven starts that he's maybe a likely source? I don't know. I'm asking.
His one bad start was in many ways his best start when he gave up 100% in the first inning and came back and got the win
and went 5 2/3 or whatever
against the Marlins in that game. That, you know, that was his most impressive, yet the one that hurt his ERA the most by doing that. And outside of that, he's been really, really solid for the Padres. Unfortunately, they could not hold on to it. Jeremiah Estrada gave up an unearned run in the seventh inning. Jose Iglesias, I think, made a bad decision with runner on first, grounder up the middle. He cut in front of Xander Bogaerts to make a backhanded play and then tried to make a throw going, you know, away from first base across his body, pulled Jake off the bag. That allowed the runner to get from first to third and then score on the sacrifice fly off Estrada by Bowers. Would not have been able to do so otherwise. So that tied the game. And then Jason Adam was kind of the bit by some bad luck in the eighth inning. Gave up a scorcher from Jackson Churio that was caught. After that, did not give up any hard contact at all. It was a walk, a number to the infield that Manny could do nothing with, a catcher's interference on a two-strike pitch that was just an emergency, I'm about to strike out swing, had that guy beat, and Elias Diaz put his glove right in the bat, and so the bases were loaded, gave up the sac fly, and then another bloop, didn't hit it well single for Collins, and that was the two runs that gave him the 3-1 lead. Padres, of course, tied it with the two-out rally. Luis Arraez in the ninth. But in the first pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning, David Morgan gave up the home run to Caleb Durbin, and the Brewers walked it off with a 4-3 win.
Feels like walks are crushing this team at times, and they crush every team at every level.
In this series, felt like.
Yeah, it does, and I just pulled it up quickly to look where the San Diego Padres team ranks walk-wise. I mean, like almost every category, Benny, they're 15. They're right in the middle, about average as far as walks go for the team. But then you get to the, you know, you get to the good stuff. ERA, they are sixth, you know, so they're five teams with a better bullpen ERA wise than the San Diego Padres right now. So yeah, man,
I don't think they're a bad control team necessarily. Sometimes a walk is a result of a guy just not being able to make their pitches. I think sometimes they're so good that, you know, they go deep into counts because guys are not making contact. They're not putting the ball in play. So they're either fouling it off or missing a lot of pitches. And, the Brewers took a lot of close pitches all series long. I think they, in some ways, felt like they weren't hitting against these guys. So maybe the walk was their best strategy. And they took a lot of close pitches that were just off the plate. And it turned into a bunch of walks. And in that game in particular, came back to bite the Padres in the end, you know, in the loss. But I wouldn't say the Padres were just wild all series.
No.
That didn't feel like a pitching staff that was wild.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like you said, though. Like,
they gave up four runs the entire series, so.
They've been able to maneuver around them quite well, I think. The starting pitchers have. I know Kolek has, Burgert does. I mean, they've really, it hasn't killed them. It's the ones in late innings, you know, the bullpens come in, and Suarez walked a guy last night, and ended up getting out of it. Somebody just asked in the chat, where do we rank offensively? Now, that's a different story entirely. As far as home runs go, San Diego Padres are 25th. Only the Rockies, Marlins, White Sox, Pirates, and Royals. The Royals are not hitting home runs at all. They have hit 44. They are the worst team in baseball at hitting home runs. San Diego Padres, not that far behind them with 56. Then you get to, you can go to average. The San Diego Padres batting average is
pretty high, I guess.
Pretty.
They're first for a long time early in the season. I bet they've dropped down a little bit.
They are 15.
All the way down to 15.
All the way down to 15. 246. Their OBP is 19. 312. Their slug is going to be pretty low, I think. Oh, yeah. They're 23rd in slug. And their OPS, which is on base plus slugging, they are down near 22nd. So they are lower tier in almost every offensive category. They are what, 10 games over 500 right now. So again, the dream of the Padres fan is if these guys can get clicking offensively and the pitching maintains or you know, even declines a little bit, you like that, your chances as that baseball club. And again, think about the holes this team still has. They have not filled yet. Yeah, things could look different. They probably will in a month or so.
Now, they have faced some good pitching lately. You know, Peralta yesterday is known to be nasty, and he was. I thought Chad Patrick, is that his name? Chad,
yeah.
Patrick on Friday.
He was good.
He was really, really good.
Yep.
Padres put a nice rally together against him in the third inning. It had the T-Wade bunt single, the Maldi hit-and-run single. They got him to third, and then Arise brought him home with a two-out RBI single. But, yeah, that was it for the offense for the most part. And you gave Randy Vasquez a 1-0 lead to work with, and he danced the tight wire with four walks and two hits, but got through 4 2/3 shutout innings, stranded a bunch of runners. And then they went to the bullpen, Wandy, Estrada, Morahone, and Suarez, and they got a little insurance for Manny in the eighth inning, but the bullpen, perfect again. Just an outstanding performance to deliver a 2-0 win. Padres now have 12 shutout wins this season, most in Major League Baseball.
Wow. It's absolutely insane. Somebody in the chat, Jordan, just made a good point. Yeah, man, you start walking a bunch of Dodgers, then you're in trouble because their lineup, and I know their offense has been scuffling for them, still has them right now, Benny. Their run differential is still plus 74. The Giants are scoring runs now.
You're
They've
not
won
wrong,
five in a
but
row.
If you miss over the plate to
the
Dodgers,
pound you.
You're going to be in even more trouble than if you walk a couple of guys.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you know, there's a calculus there. Like, be careful with the dangerous hitters, and if you occasionally walk them, it's better than giving up a big bomb to Otani or Freeman or Betts. So you've got to be careful. They were careful with Churio a couple times, careful with Yelich a couple of times. Didn't want to let those guys, the only guys really in the Brewers lineup, beat them.
Well, except for Chad Durbin, of course, who the one that walked
right.
that one off on Saturday. But no, you're right. I know that the Dodgers have such a deep lineup. And again, St. Louis, you know, pitched them pretty well. It's going to be a tough, they're going to be a tough team. Everybody projected them to win 125 games. I don't think that's going to happen, but it doesn't mean you can look at them and go, well, they're scuffling too. That's a team that has the ability, Ben, to score 12 runs. I mean, just and no problem. Pajes is really good. Edmund is a really good baseball player. You know what the top three is. Teoscar Hernandez has been scuffling a little bit. Don't want him to get right this week at Petco Park, certainly, but that's Will Smith having a career year. Like, they're so freaking deep up and down the roster. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I mean, they have lost 5 of their last 8 games, and in all of those 5 losses, they've been held to 3 runs or fewer.
Yep.
So it is possible to keep the Dodgers' offense in check. But then in the wins, you know, 7-6-6, 18-8-9, 7-7. I mean, when they win, they generally bludgeon you to death offensively.
Yep.
When they lose, all right, they're going to lose 2-1, 5-0, 6-1. You hold them down, you can beat them.
Yeah, they're a little feast or famine-y too, you know. And but we don't even have any feast. Ours is just famine, offensive-wise. It's just straight up famine. Middle of the desert, nothing. Nothing grows here. Nothing's going to grow here. So you guys got to figure this thing out. It'd be a great time to do it against a pitching staff that is not giving you their best. Right, their absolute best that they have on their roster. This is a good time to do it.
No, I mean, the pitching matchups for this upcoming series, Dustin May.
He's nasty.
Tonight against Nick Pivetta.
I feel
although
like he
Pivetta
eats
has
us
better numbers than May.
I feel like Dustin May against the Padres is like trending towards Kershaw against the Padres.
He's been really good, I believe. He hasn't been quite the same post-injury as he was pre-injury.
Right.
This will be his first look at the Padres in a while. They don't even have a starter name for tomorrow's game. Might be another bullpen game for the Dodgers. And then Justin Robleski, who is
2-4 with a 3.36. All right.
Justin Robleski on Wednesday, who's been, you know, probably a 12th, 13th starter to start the year and has been pressed into action because of all the injuries.
Yeah, he's throwing 101 the other day, which was insane.
You're missing Yamamoto. You know, pretty much everybody else is on the injured list. So
Tanner Scott seems to have figured it out, pitching much, much better. So, again, try to get a lead so you don't have to run into Tanner Scott in a big situation. But, man, and this is it. Like, I'm so excited. I can't believe it's taken until June to get the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres to square off. It's kind of embarrassing. It's June, you know, June 9th, and this is the first time they're seeing each other.
All right, we're going to have Don't Do This coming up next. Had another regrettable incident at an SDFC game. These are becoming a little too commonplace, I think. And we'll talk about what happened at Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday coming up.
And I've got Clayton Kershaw getting upset again about a video board.
All right. Well, we'll get to that coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to talk about SDFatLoss.com. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days 2 years ago, and I have been able to keep all of that weight off thanks to the great sustainable strategies developed by SDFatLoss.com. It's one thing to lose the weight. It's an entirely different thing to be able to keep it off. For me, the key was eating real foods to lose the weight. No prepackaged meals, no bars, no shakes, no mixes. And when I lost the weight, then I could bring a couple of foods back, but I was essentially, I had changed the way I was eating, and that was a huge, huge thing for me. You can do the same thing. Lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days with no injections, no hormones, no exercise. Just call 858-665-3211 for your free consultation, or go online, set it up at sdfatloss.com. So many tier ones out there have already shared their success stories with me, with the station. We got thousands of pounds lost in San Diego County alone. You can be the next success story. Just do it. Just jump in right now. And, you know, it's still summer, so take advantage of their $200 off with the summer special when you start the program. And in 2 months, you'll be a new you like I was 2 summers ago. Go to sdfatloss.com. Get that free consultation at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this on a Monday. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Ooh.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right, I will get us started. Had what was supposedly a friendly match on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium, but once again, things didn't seem all that friendly in the stands where a video was taken of another incident. Now, I know what you can be saying, and you'd be right. It's not everybody, and Paulie's putting it up in our YouTube stream. There's beers flying from the upper deck. A lot of people in blue SDFC jerseys down there, some in yellow. Club America, they were mixed kind of throughout the stadium. There were a couple of sections of Club America fans, but they were all throughout Snapdragon Stadium. And this was the only incident I saw, but it gets pretty gnarly. Punches being thrown back and forth, about 7-8 people involved.
God.
Security, you got to get down there. And while, yes, it is probably just a few bad apples in the bunch, guess what? It's also Dodger Stadium. Not everybody is bad. There's,
right.
You know, there's few bad apples, and it turns into
Melees
every time. And if this keeps happening at SDFC games, it's you're going to have a reputation that Snapdragon Stadium isn't safe, is a rowdy place to be for SDFC games. And I know that's not what the team wants, and I know that's not what San Diego wants. You do not want to be known as a place where, I don't really want to bring the kids. I keep seeing these incidents happening at games. Stop it. Let's get this cut out early. We're in the first season. You're setting a bad precedent. This is at least the third time that something has happened and been documented on video during an SDFC game.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It takes away from the brilliance that has been this inaugural season for SDFC. Obviously, the play on the field was spectacular on Saturday night. And, you know,
you don't want to have to keep putting out press releases
every
week.
Mikey Varis is like, bro, I just want to coach soccer. Like, I don't have to. Yes, there's our sport has no place for violence. We want to make, like, every week with this, I know. So, like, you don't want to take away from the product on the field. And, you know, when you get out there and you can't handle your booze and you can't handle, you know, the other team's fans or whatever, it's just not a good look.
We will talk more about the game and what happened with our special guest going to join us at the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes. Our friend Craig Elston's going to be back with us.
All right. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's rivalry Monday, right? The Dodgers coming to town. Let's get this rivalry stirred up a little bit, even though this has nothing to do with us. I was scrolling Twitter last night and I saw Clayton Kershaw calls Cardinals Bush League. And I go, what? What did they do? And so there was one of these Dodgers podcasts, like Dodgers Ball Sack or something. I can't remember the name of it, but
I think that's what it was.
Is that what
actually,
it was? Yeah. Dodgers Taint Lovers. And he was talking about they get so upset about the most minute things. Check this out.
15 strikeouts away from becoming the fourth left-handed pitcher in the history of the game to have 3,000 strikeouts. Just the 20th pitcher all time. And you would think that an organization that's as historic as the St. Louis Cardinals would recognize greatness, would honor the future first-ballot Hall of Famer for all the battles that they have been through, that there would be some respect there. Well, today before the game, the Cardinals played Matt Adams' home run off of Kershaw in the 2014 NLDS,
ooh,
and Kershaw called it Bush League.
Yeah, I think it's a little Bush League, but I don't expect anything less from these guys. So
oh, my God.
No worries.
They should be honoring Kershaw, showing a video montage. Thanks for all the memories. Thanks for all the battles. Instead, they were these Saint losers today.
This is why people hate you. Dodger fans. This is why people hate you. It's not the Cardinals' job to fillet Clayton Kershaw. It's not. It's not their job to, look how great he is. If he had gotten that strikeout number that you wanted that day, I'm sure they would have tipped their
17
cap
away.
So again, it's not the Padres' job. You guys all remember crying Kershaw meme gate. I think many people around here that we know were like, we need to go apologize. Like, Are you guys that you're that sensitive about a something on a scoreboard about a home run that happened 11 years ago? And they need to. We all need to bow to you. Clayton Kershaw is an amazing pitcher. First ballot. You just said it. He's going in the Hall of Fame. Why do you need everybody to pouch this guy for everything he does?
No kidding. Dude.
They showed a video of a guy hitting a home run.
Did he announce his retirement? That it's going to be his last start ever in St. Louis? No.
No. Right?
It's not a retirement tour. There's no rocking chairs being presented to Clayton Kershaw. He's going out and trying to beat your team. You're trying to fire up your fans to try to beat him.
Yeah, they showed a video of a guy hitting a home run.
It's a regular game.
And I'm surprised Kershaw even said anything. Honestly, is that's Bush League to show a guy hitting a homer off
and
you?
What do you expect from those guys? I mean, you have something against the Cardinals organization, Clayton, that you thought all along that they were classless? I don't get that. I really don't.
It's unbelievable, man.
Does there need to be a Mookie video every time, a Shohei video every time he goes to every road ballpark?
Everyone roll out the red carpet because the Dodgers are coming.
Freeman's getting late in his career. Obviously, you should probably honor him late in his career.
Oh, I thought you said Freddie Freeman's getting laid in his career.
Late in his career.
Guaranteed.
And, you know, should there be a highlight video for him at every place he goes? Of course not.
And it just, it's so absurd. And to be so upset about them showing a video it's amazing to me. It is not the opponent's job to get on their knees for your baseball team. I know you think that it is, but it's not. It's just not. And this is why people hate you guys, because of the attitude like this that everyone should the mighty Dodgers are coming to town. Let's roll out the red carpet. I think it'd be funny as hell if Eric Grubner brought 6 Dodger players, big old surfboards tonight. Yeah, we want to do a big presentation for the world champs. They're here. Now come on out, Mookie, Freddie. Big home run. There's your surfboard. Do it as a bit. These guys would crap their pants. I'm so tired of these people. There's nothing worse. Nothing worse. The worst fan base in sports. It's not close. The LA Dodgers, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally. I had to find the Padres games on various different television outlets. I had normal on Friday. I listened to Jesse. I could not listen to the Fox. It wasn't Joe Davis.
No, who was it?
Who did they have?
I heard he was very disappointed
with that. AJ Pierzynski, I don't even know who. Some guy I had never heard of.
The guy was so bummed when Arias hit that ball down the line. He was, like, upset.
So I was listening to Jesse. They had, like, Michael Milken in the booth or something talking. I turned off the audio. I could not do it. I thought the Roku broadcast on Sunday was actually decent. Don Orsillo called the game along with it was great. I think it was the Brewers color commentator and their sideline reporter. So it was a little Brewers kind of heavy on the side. Don was a pro, as he always was. But as they do on these national broadcasts, the old mic'd up interview during the game with a player on the field, which I hate those. But I have to give the doo-doo this to Jackson Merrill, who may have given the best in-game interview I think I've ever seen in a regular season game. He was both, you know, casual, fun, outgoing, but not, you know, it wasn't fawning. It was just a really solid interview that had some good moments during it. Had one where the, you know, there was a single where the runner went from first to third, and he was yelling 3-3 to Tyler Wade, and turned out that was not the right play. Wade threw it to second, and Jackson admitted afterwards, he goes, yeah, I was yelling 3. I'm glad Wadey threw it to second, because if you throw it to third, that would have been on me. It would have been my mistake. So you had some good candid moments, and he's just so easygoing and so likable. Man, he's likable out there, and I really thought it was one of the better in-game interviews I've seen.
Fantastic work, gentlemen.
And for that, he gets a doo-doo this, and that's Don't and Doo-Doo This for a Monday with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Wait, Ben, did they ask Jackson Merrill, though, about Clayton Kershaw's rush for 3,000? They didn't?
They did not.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
It's Bush League.
That's so Bush League. You didn't ask Jackson Merrill about what he thinks about Clayton Kershaw going for 3,000?
No, Don did not ask him that.
Oh, man. That's actually, I'm embarrassed. It's a Padre fan.
Pretty big moment when we come back. We will welcome back to our airwaves our former midday show host, Craig Elston's going to be with us. We'll talk SDFC, some Padres, and more with Craig coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, let me tell you guys about my beloved QC Kinetics. Couldn't do anything without them. Hurt my wrist. No, I didn't. I did not hurt my wrists, actually. It would be one thing if I actually hurt my wrists. I just woke up one day a few years ago, and my wrists were killing me. And I thought, well, this will go away. Tape it up. Take a little Advil. And it didn't go away. And I remember my son flipping me a ball, and I hit it with a T-ball bat. And I had to drop the bat because it hurt my wrist so bad. And I thought, right there, I'm toast. I don't know what's going on. Was very nervous, didn't want to get wrist surgery, and it just so happened that this all lined up with QC Kinetics, and I went in and I got the treatments, and my wrists have been top-notch ever since. We're talking a couple years, zero pain, and I mean zero. Never a relapse, if you will. Just, it's been great ever since. So QC Kinetics, if you woke up this morning and you've got pain in your joints, your knees, your shoulder, your hips, your back, was talking to our buddy yesterday that used to have to go get cortisone shots and all that, like, this is not that, guys. This does not mask the pain. This gets to the core of the pain, and they go right after the very source of it. Call them today. Find out if you're a good candidate. Consultation is free. Call QC Kinetics today at 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And our YouTube chat is both excited, maybe a little confused by our next guest, which is fine. We will address the issue at hand with Craig Elston coming up here. First, this hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. That's SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. We'll talk Padres, SDFC, and more with, yes, our friend, Craig Elston, right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So I want to say right off the bat, major credit here to Craig Elston for joining us as he waves in from our YouTube stream, because no one here at Odyssey San Diego wanted to see Craig and Annie go.
Correct.
Not a single person. And Craig knows that as well. But the company, corporate, did him dirty, did a lot of people dirty because they had to do some restructuring. And Annie and Craig drew the short stick. We would have had Craig on the very next day if he wanted, but
yep.
He needed some time, obviously. But we've always been good friends with Craig. He was always a regular contributor to this show before.
For like 5 years.
He was the midday host. So we thought there's absolutely no
saved
reason.
Our ass
he
saved our pandemic.
Yeah. In the pandemic, why, man. Why Craig was in the
he
bullpen.
He can't come back on if he wants to. And he reached out a couple of weeks ago, Paul. He said, hey, you know, I'd be absolutely interested in talking Padres and SDFC. So welcome back
Let's
to the
go.
Airwaves. At 97.3 The Fan, Craig Elston. It's good to see you, Craig.
Hey, buddy.
It's good to be here, guys. It is. It's a lot of it's a pleasure to be here. And it is funny how people are like, well, yeah, Odyssey did something, so aren't we supposed to hate each other now?
Right.
Like, this is sports. It's tribal, right? Oh, no, me no likey. No, I mean, come on. We've known each other for decades and in various buildings in various ways. So, 30-second catch-up. The Sockers were wanting to hire me back before Odyssey did us dirty. So I had a chance to fall right back into a job I was, familiar with and comfortable with, to work with the Sockers. And I'm one of two employees on the Sockers payroll in the summer. So, we're making it through. And the reason I wanted to restart this, not only because I love chatting with you guys, but in addition to Padres Hot Tub, listener supported, on Patreon.com/PadresHotTub. So many people, so cool to us, especially in March after everything happened. If you want to keep hearing me talk Padres, we do it almost every day. But also, Crossing Streams is back, my television streaming podcast. And we launched 2 weeks ago a brand new San Diego FC podcast with myself, Tony Sanchez, and Alex Pena, who writes the Chromatic FC Substack, called Chromaniacs.
Yeah, buddy.
Which covers all things San Diego FC. So I figured now that I got three different podcasts to promote, we've got that classic content for promotion barter that we enjoyed in the market for low so many years.
Well, it's funny you bring up barter, because I had to ask you. I remember our last day together at Mighty 1090. We're all sitting cool, and they're like, yeah, we have no money. We're actually like millions of dollars in debt, and we're shutting this thing down. And I'm like, all right. I mean, we just started, but okay. And I remember walking to my car, and you're like, Woodsy, look. And he had like this bag full of gear that he swiped. So I'm wondering, what did you take from 97.3 The Fan? Am I missing anything here?
No, I didn't take anything from 97.3 The Fan. Nothing. In fact,
did you leave something?
My Bud Black picture that I donated to the
yes,
studio.
Yes, Bud Black is still in here. In there. Yep.
That Alex Morgan poster I put up right
that
behind
stays.
Ben.
That right stays. That stays. Yeah,
right there. And that stays. I don't mind. In fact, if you want the Bud Black picture, it's fine. Otherwise, I'll take it back. And I think I left like two different games of silly games.
I saw the games. So, okay, good.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm much more of the Eagle Scout. I left the place in a better condition than
you
I found it.
1090 was going to be liquidated anyway. So, I mean, no big deal. Good to talk to you, man.
Craig, let's start with SDFC. Certainly an impressive win. Now, it wasn't Club America's A team or maybe even their B team. But they dominated on Saturday night in that friendly. I mean, Club America barely got a shot off or even got the ball across the midway line for much of that match.
Indeed. And when you see that the Club America players were almost uniformly wearing triple digit numbers, that means something in Liga MX. It means that you're an academy player. If you're an academy player and you're not a member of the regular team, they will not give you a regular number. You have to wear a triple digit number. And when you see the guys in the 100s, those are guys probably toward the top of their academy. And when you see the guys in the 200s and the 300s, those are, like 15-year-old kids wearing Club America jerseys. So San Diego FC had a completely rotated lineup as well, but their rotation was way ahead of what Club America brought. In what I thought, I'll just say this quite honestly, I thought was a very cynical cash grab situation by Club America. Oh yeah, we'll do this friendly. Now we're not going to send you any of our players. you know, but we'll send you las camisetas. We'll send you the jerseys. You can root for the jerseys running around. And that's pretty much what they did. They gave SDFC a walkover. Within that, Milan Olofsky, the Escondido kid who has been coming off the bench and really providing a lot of spark up top for San Diego FC. I think with Chucky Lozano out short term, he made an emphatic statement that he should get off of the super sub level and get into the starting lineup. You know, he led the USL Championship in goals a couple years ago for Orange County SC and led them to the title. He's a natural born goal scorer. If you guys saw the clip of the second goal he scored on Saturday night,
unreal.
I mean, que golazo. That was absolutely brilliant. So Olofsky, Angel, those kids really showed well for Mikey Varas and SCFC halfway point. What can you say? Second in the table, dynamic, attacking, exciting. I think they've really done it all on the field.
They have, man. And you know, Ben brought it up in Don't Do This. It's the in the stands, thing. You know, look, sports radio, we love the drama. Everybody loves the drama to talk about it. It really takes away from what they've done in their first year. But yeah, man, a couple of incidents at the snap have kind of, I don't want to go so far to say has marred, you know, the experience, because I don't think it has. Again, couple bad apples will ruin the bunch, but kind of your take on some of the, well, violence going on at Snapdragon.
I'd really like to separate this into two buckets. And let's start with whatever happened on Saturday. I guarantee you the same thing is happening at Petco Park tonight.
Oh, God, you're right. I know.
Guarantee.
Guarantee.
Absolute guarantee. When you put two passionate fan bases together and right next to each other and culture gets involved, there's going to be six people who bump up against each other.
Yep.
And it just inevitably happens. And I'm not trying to diss the Padres. I'm trying to put it in perspective. There will probably be more fights tonight at Petco than there were at Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday. But you get one on camera, and then you can attach a pattern going back to LAFC. Okay, well, what happened at LAFC? Some LAFC fans fought with SDFC fans outside the stadium after their team lost. That's a completely separate thing. That's the kind of thing that happens in large crowds occasionally and sucks. And I think LA fans and Club America fans deserve a share of responsibility along with SDFC fans. Take that separate and aside for when the LA Galaxy supporters group, Angel City Brigade, stole a flag from one of the San Diego FC supporters groups, displayed it in their section, basically taunted, you know, and some guys fell for it. In a couple of supporters groups that ran up and created an incident three Saturdays ago. That's inexcusable. That can never happen. I don't think it's ever going to happen again. It's led to SDFC making major, major restrictive changes. And as a supporter, I can tell you, like, you get fenced in now. You get put, they're caging you in the north end, and you have to leave the way you came. You can't even walk the stadium. So, like, they have been extremely restrictive for a handful of individuals' actions, but I think that was appropriate. And as a member of a supporters group and a member of the union wants nothing to do with that type of behavior whatsoever. So, you know, a couple of dumb fans scrapping, that's going to happen at Petco tonight, too. Supporter group action, inexcusable. Don't think it'll ever happen again.
Craig, how much concern, at least short term, with the international break? Now, it's ending, I think, in the next day or so. But getting guys back, Chucky's still probably going to be nursing that hamstring injury as they return to MLS play on the road this Saturday against Minnesota. Could that be impactful for SDFC?
Absolutely. And I think you saw it with San Diego Wave FC on Friday night when they dropped one. And Jonas Adeval spoke about, you know, for example, Hanna Lundqvist, their right back, had to fly like 14 hours and get in the day of the match or a day before the match and try and play, you know, and be effective. It's not as much the absence. It's the absence at training. It's the lack of integration because soccer, you heard Varas speak about it a couple of matches ago. We now play without thinking. We play with the game in our blood. We play with the system in our heart, no longer in our mind. Well, it's a little tougher when you've just gone to a different system with a different coach and different players and different teammates, and you've tried to put that all in your mind, and now you have to clear that out and bring the next thing in your mind. I do think it has an impact. The good news is it has an impact for the other team, too. Minnesota's got some folks called away. I would expect a sloppier match, but that's a big match. You know, Minnesota and Vancouver are two teams that SDFC didn't play in the first half of the season, and those are two of the best teams in the West. So it's going to be quite a matchup.
Just as an aside, before we talk Padres, because I want to make sure we get to that, how much do you love Mikey Varas? Because I know that I do.
Like, literally more than anything else, and I'm not even kidding, more than anything else, even maybe the paycheck, the thing I miss most about doing middays is that I got to talk to Mikey Varas.
He's so
all
good.
The time.
He's just...
I'm hoping to get him on our podcast as soon as possible. I really think he's one of the best.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. When he talked about on our show, I got to smell the locker room to know. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never heard that in my life. And that's something that, you know, I do. We always talk about Craig, and especially with baseball, 162 games a year. How much does a manager really do? And I think he does a lot. And I think our manager here, we got a good one too, in Mike Shildt. And, you know, the way that his guys have played recently, no, it's not fun to watch. I mean, it's in fact quite excruciating. Gives me a lot of silver hairs, to watch. But man, they come out winners more often than not. 10 games above 500, Craig. This exceeds my expectations for where we would be at this point. No question.
Padres started 14-3, and there's just so much value to banking those wins early. And here we are 10 games over 500. So what does that mean? We've muddled along a game under 500 since, and it hasn't mattered because we had that early cushion to work with. The Padres pitching is dynamic. It's exceptional. And I think right now the guys who are saving this season are Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert. And Kolek in particular is looking like a rotation mainstay for years to come, plucked off the Rule 5 AJ Preller masterclass that we had to, you know, suffer through our 13th reliever last year to get a number three starter a year later. That's a trade everyone will take. Now, the offense is broken. And I was looking this up, and you can listen to last night's Padres Hot Tub. We really got into it in detail, but let me just say this very basically. In the last 28 days, Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, and Jackson Merrill have on-base percentages around 250, 260. Okay? Well under 300. And those guys are batting 1, 2, 4 in your lineup. Then you've got an 8-9 of left field, 29th ranked in the league, and catcher basically worst in the league. And especially in the last month, for you've got an 8-9 Death Valley going into a 1-2-3-4 where 3 is sizzling hot and 1-2-4 are broken. Of course, you're not going to score. The only way the Padres can score 5 runs right now, it's the equivalent of being in Hold'em and flopping a flush. Like, everything has to go exactly right.
Yep.
The right, you know, Machado has to get it on, and Sheets and Bogarts and Cronenworth have to combine on a flurry of hits to drive them in the way the lineup's going right now. So personally, I think you can't long-term let this continue. I understand why the Padres haven't made any changes. I get it. But right now, today, I would flip-flop Jake Cronenworth and Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup.
Interesting.
Because Cronenworth has a 370 on-base percentage, and for 6 weeks, Fernando is hitting under 200 with an on-base percentage under 300. He's killing the team where he is right now. Doesn't mean we don't love him, but I would put the guy who's getting on base up top near Machado. You got to link your effective players to one another, or else you never get offense in bunches. And that's what's happening for the Padres right now. It will change. That's the best news. And I heard you guys talking about it at 7. Like, the best news is we're 10 games over 500. This offense is a shell of what it's supposed to be.
I thought he was going
to
say something else when he started with his shh. I was like, whoa, 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 all right, you're not on a
easy,
podcast.
Craig,
settle down. I agree with you, but they are a shell.
It's a shell.
They are a shell.
Shell. Yes.
It's a shell show.
It's a shell show.
So I think that it's going to grow back to what it's supposed to be. And, of course, the pitching's going to regress as the summer goes along and the guys get tired. But I think the offense will pick up the slack.
Do you think the eventually you need these guys to break out. Is the philosophy, you know, the contact philosophy of Victor Rodriguez, is that an issue, or do you need to lean even more into it? I don't know the answer to that. Do you need to be more aggressive, take more pitches, swing at more pitches? I'm not sure where they're kind of failing here, other than not, you know, squaring up enough balls.
Do you guys think that they're not aggressive? Because I do think that they're aggressive. I think they are
too aggressive. Yeah, so I think if you want to see a hidden killer in this team's offense, and let's hope it never happens again, but count the number of times that Manny Machado comes up in the first inning with two outs, nobody on, and six pitches.
Yeah. Yeah, all the time. I said it last week. I mean, you got our guys out there grinding 21, 22, 23 pitch top of the first. Then we come up, and it's like, oh, my God, six pitches, and here comes Manny. It's exactly right. I feel like it happens every single game, Craig.
Well, I'll just say this in a supportive way. I think the Padres could look back at the key rallies that they have had over the course of this 10-6 run and see how many of them were fueled by a critical walk. And by taking the ball to their outside when need be. And right now, Fernando, Luis especially, and Jackson are not taking balls. They're swinging all the time. And they just have to, I think that when you talk about the philosophy, Ben, in the very short version, because I know we're up against the head here, they've gone too far in their principles. It's like that guy who says, hey, I'm a good time. And then you go, buddy, you've been out drunk five nights in a row. Like, yeah, you're a good time, but you've maybe gone a little bit too far.
You're over the line. Yeah, you've crossed the line, dude. Yes, everybody loves you, but...
You can dial it back a little. Yeah.
Dial it back.
You can dial it back a little, and I'd like to dial back a little the swing at everything.
Craig, we're out of time. It was so great to have you back on. We'll do this again next Monday. Yes, we're good?
Yes, absolutely.
Padres Hot Tub, SDFC, Crossing Streams.
For Maniacs and Crossing Streams.
All right. Thanks, Greg. We're out of time. Before we get to the top of the hour, though, we got a giveaway in the last 20 seconds here. You can call now, 833-288-0973. Third caller is going to win two tickets to George Lopez at the San Diego Civic Theater on June 21st. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, courtesy of Outback Presents, 833-288-0973. Much more to come with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.